Brachos, Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph. We're up to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, continuation of this topic that we spoke about a few days ago, where Gamliel, Mishnah says that even though a chassan is potter from saying Kriyashma because it can't be mechaben properly, he said Kriyashma, and Talmidim said, didn't you teach us differently? And he said he didn't want to lose the opportunity of being mechabel o malchus shamayim. So the Mishnah continues with this discussion about the halachas of a chassan. Chassan imreitze likros es shema b'layla rishon. If a chassan wants to say Kriyat Shema on the first night, I mean, even though he's potter to do so, Kari, the Mishnah Tanakama says he can say it. I'm afraid that his mind is not clear. So obviously we're talking about where a chassan feels, so we'll see tomorrow there's more detail, and that he's able to focus properly. And therefore, he's allowed to say Kriyat Shema. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer disagrees with Tanakama. Lo yikol aretz alito lo es hashem yito. Not everybody wants to take for himself a good name. Yito. What does that mean? It means that since normally people can't properly concentrate, this person's going to say Shema. That means he's showing that he's someone who can. He's more chomer. He's more of a chassid. That he's able to properly. This is a second in the Bavli as well. So the Gemara says that there, since it's Rav Shimon Gamliel says, it looks like gaiva. Therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says a person should not do that. You're not ready to take a name if you're not. We'll see only certain people can fill that role. We'll see in the brisa coming up. But a regular person should not feel that he's allowed to do that because the fact that it'll show that he's a Baal gaiva. And therefore, he shouldn't do it. Tanakama disagrees. What's a Tanakama shita? So the Charedim says, Tanakama sevelukhashinu liyura. We're not concerned about you. We're not concerned that he should look that about guy if it doesn't. Whether he is or he's not, it's not something that we're concerned about. And therefore, he's allowed to do it. But the Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, we are concerned. And you can. Who's excluded? So says the Pnei Moshe, lo muksik kocham and parish mishadvarim. Only someone who's a muksik kocham, who parish mishadvarim, and he also separates from other things, it shows that he's a chassid. Then, that otherwise, it's looking himself like he's a mechav and libo, and if we shouldn't do it. And the halacha is like the Tanakama, not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But we paskin, and the Chareidim says at the end, idna ein anush mechav na mashana, adarab nikav mechsek yiro. Okay, we do the opposite. Today, we don't assume that we have proper kavana, and therefore every chassan should say Kriyat Shema. It's obligated to say Kriyat Shema. And if a chassan doesn't want to say Kriyat Shema, then that shows mechsei kiyura. That smacks of arrogance, because it shows that all year he is mechaven, and tonight he doesn't want to do it because he's not going to mechaven properly. So therefore, we paskin halacha today that every person should, every chassan should say Kriyat Shema, because again, we're not concerned that by yura. Because he doesn't have kavanah properly all year anyway. Okay, says the Gemara discusses now trying to understand what the shitas of Rav Shimon Gamliel are, and we base it upon a brisa. Gemara says this: there's a brisa that says, "Tani, we learned. We'll see if we assume that this is the author of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tani, we learned a brisa. Kol dover shud tsar. Anything that when a person does is mitzar." Which means when you're doing something, it causes you pain. You're fasting, you're not eating, it's the pain of hunger, or you're not working, you're machmor not to work a certain day, at a certain time of the day, you're losing work, you're losing money, so you're losing, you're being mafsid that way. That's tsar. Whoever wants to do it himself, he can do so. You don't have to worry about a Mexican euro. You don't have to worry about that you're a person who looks like you're a Baal Gaiva, because if it's causing tsar, then you're allowed to go ahead and to do that, to fast and do anything else. We're not afraid. No one's going to look at you good Gaiva because it's causing you tsar. A person who goes ahead, makes himself Kamachoma, Yossi can do all this stuff. A Tamachokam, then as all the halakas of a Tamachokam, that the mashal, halachas about working, the refreshing bring down, the sigim maseches psachim, working on Tisha B'Av, doing balak even after katzos on Tisha B'Av, so tamakalkam doesn't work. And therefore, if a person says he's a tamakalkam, then he's allowed to stop, and we don't go work, we don't say he's a Baal Gaiva, that he's doing so, that would be a tamakalkam, is able to do so. We're not concerned about that. Mara says, however, the... However, the Koldova show, so Tov LaBracha, and Tov LaBracha, if he does it, okay, it's a bracha on him, it's a wonderful thing that he's makmir upon himself. However, Koldova show Shal Shvach, things that are not tzar, things that if he does just causes praise, I mean, bring praise to himself, person does wants himself to do so, he's not allowed to do so. Talmud Chacham is able to do so. What are we referring to? The Mashal, certain begadim that identify a person as a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara talks about it in Maseches Baba Basra and other places that it was a person as an Amah Aretz cannot dress like a Talmud Chacham, shouldn't make people think he's a Talmud Chacham. So therefore, this is something that brings praise. So a regular person cannot participate in that. Talmud Chacham is, so the Talmud Chacham can't. Elam Keminu Aso Panas Matzibah, unless he's appointed as a Panas Matzibah, as a person who's a leader. That kind of person is able to go ahead and dress accordingly and act accordingly because that's part of his role as being a leader in the community. So therefore, this is the braisa of Shimon Gamliel. And the Mela, the question is, what's the halacha over here? So therefore, a shema, we're not, there's no kavana, there's no tzar. We said it clearly, the braisa says, if it's tzar, anybody wants to do so can do. Because it's bringing tzar upon himself. No one's going to look at it like a balgaiva when you're causing, you're fasting, you're doing other things that are hurtful, that are painful. However, if it's something only shvach, then a person is not allowed to do for himself, unless he's a Talmud Chacham. And that, you see, is the shita of Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah we just said, that a person, a kasson, shema, which is a thing that brings upon him shvach, could say, look, he's such an incredible person, that he doesn't say that he says kriya shema, even though a kasson's potter, because he can have kavana, that doesn't bring any bad thing upon himself, it only brings shvach, praise. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita, that would be that a cousin therefore cannot do so, which is what he passes in our Mishnah. We pass like the Tanakama that a cousin can do it. And again, Allah Kalamayas, as we said in the Shulchan Aruch, there was Manenu, there's no Machlek, everyone agrees that a cousin should say, is Makoyev to say Kriya Shema. Is Makoyev to say Kriya Shema. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss now a little case further where we see this mission is bright. So what is it on? Where is it going on? The Gemara says as follows. Tani, we learned in a brisa. Mistalkin the stodir bnei yisedos drachim. We're talking about people who are going in the way, in the road. They're allowed to go ahead and turn to the sides of the road into people's property because of the yisedos, the pillars, the pegs that are in the road. What is that referring to? Again, this is a sugya richta that is brought down in the Gemara in many places, and the Gemara talks about Baba Kama, other places where the rule was that in Eretz Yisrael, when you have when the winter rains fall, so all the roads, dirt roads become muddy, and the person can't go in them. So therefore, when people walk on them, and the animals go on the mud, they it gets dry in the summer and develops certain places where things come out of the ground, like a peg, like a yesedos. The Gemara calls it yesedos, like pegs out of the ground. That person could trip on, a person could hurt themselves. Therefore, in order to avoid that they allowed, this is one of the 10 things that were made when Yeshua settled the land. Yeshua made its 10 takanos, the Gemara Baba Kama, and says that the person is allowed to, that the Jews are allowed to do in Eretz Yisrael, and they can't be changed. And one of the 10 things were that a person during the winter, in order to be able to walk, can trip on these yesedos on the road, they can go on the side, and step in, even though it's on people's fields, and you're stepping onto where they planted seeds, you're able to do so. At a time when it's so bad in the winter, and the mud is so thick, the road is so thick, dirt is so thick, that you step on it and you sink into the mud, and you have to stay away from that road, even if you're going, you got to go in the fields, even though if they're filled with kukurin. Kukurin is saffron, which is brought down in the English, that the which means these are expensive seeds that are planted on the side. And if you walk in them, you may be actually damaging people's things that cost a lot of money. It's more expensive than grain and other things that people plant. And yet the luck is you're allowed to go, since it's impossible to walk in the field of mud, we allow a person to even go on the side, even though you're damaging the person of a person's field, and it's causing even a hefsek gadol because these things cost money. Now, whether this is a nafkamina between the Moshe brings down the Braisa and the Baba Kama, and only the part of where it's Yesedos, in the summertime, you're allowed to go ahead and go to the side. But when it's Mishtaka, when it's filled with mud and you have to go to even walk on the side, that there are some, the Gerus says, that do not have that. And Bavli, this is not brought down. And it seems to be, according to some anyway, a machlekes Bava and Yerushalmi, how far a person is able to how a person go into the side fields, even if it's damaging a lot, where people planted expensive seeds, would be a shy whether you can do that in the winter in the winter months or not. Okay, so Mara said that therefore that they're allowed to go do this, and the this is what they say, the mustakim, the studim. These are one of the things you're allowed to do, and you're allowed to go into a person's side field, even though you're causing damage to them. So the Gemara, so therefore, well, this is something we'll see in the Gemara discusses, who's allowed to do this? Can anybody do this or not? The Gemara is going to say, but not everybody can do this. You have to see, it's the right thing. Look, you're allowed to do it. So what if a person is mocked by himself, doesn't want to walk through the fields? What is the halakha? So the Gemara has a mice, Amar Abavu, mice Rabbi Amgalamiel of Yeshua. To Tanayim are walking in the town, walking in the road. How you they're in the road. But Stockel doesn't mean to be said as a drachim. It was the time that the things were filled where they were, these pegs were sticking out of the ground, afraid they're going to trip and they're going to fall. So they walk on the side of the road as per halacha. The rose, Rab Yehuda ben Papus, it's Rab Yehuda ben Papus walking the opposite direction towards them. He was sitting and walking in the mud. And he was sinking into the mud and he was coming towards them. So the, which means he wasn't making use of the heter that you're allowed to go on the side, and that you're allowed to walk on the side of the road. He was machmir not to do that. So Gemara says, "I'm Rav Gamliel of Yeshua. Me was there. Shemaratu b'beis. But who was this person who's like pointing a finger at himself, saying Shemaratu b'beis? A person pointing a finger at himself and saying, 'Look at me, showing off. Look at me.' What's showing off? In other words, showing off. Look, I don't stomach. I'm not going to go into people's properties, and I'm willing to even to walk in the mud and sink in the mud. But I'm not going to go do as I'm more machmir on myself to do that." The Gemara says he's being machmir himself to finish his adin. So that's why he looked at him. The Gamliel said, "What kind of chutzpah is this? What about gaiva?" Amalei Yeshua said, "You don't publish it. You don't publish it. Come as a shemayim. Don't accuse him falsely. He says everything he does, the shem shemayim. He's doing it because he's sincere, not because he's Shein chashda mishem yura," says the Pnei Moshe. Don't be chosher because of gaiva. He's a real yeri shemayim. Does things for the sake of shemayim. Amalei Gamliel said, "Ula kein tani." But you learned it differently. We learned in a brisa. We learn in the brisa called the Shavuot. Anything that's a shvach, where it's a praise to the person, and therefore the you should person go out to Atzmo. You should make yourself like a yogurt. You should be yogurt osa. Tamachacham osa. Yogurt shouldn't do, but a yogurt could do, and a tamachacham shaisa. And we came in also in the only the point of the tzibur. So therefore, what happened? So Gemara says that the this. So why was he allowed to do that? In other words, this is this lechayri the Gamil was bringing this as a raya that it's a davar shel shvach, and yet the seed of luck is they went and did that, even though it's davar shel shvach, and he pointed a finger at himself, saying, "Look at what I'm doing. I'm going into these things," and therefore, therefore, he was showing that he's himself is choosing to go that way himself, and therefore, even though lemaisa you say that walking in the mud is a tzair, it's matzair himself. However, lemaisa, people looking at him and seeing what kind of thing. The other Gatanoim are walking, doing what the halacha says, walking on the side, using that kula, that heter, and he's bomachman to them, and he's walking in the mud. So that's a shemak, to be praised from it. He felt that was in wrong, that was wrong for him to do that. He shouldn't do that. So Amara says, Amalei, Yeshua said to Agamliel, but Tani, we already learned in his brisa, Allah shared, Sarakos, Azma Yoket, Tamaka Moise. So Melo, since it's a tzar, you're looking at it as a shvach, it's a bal gaiva, that he's doing this because he's people looking and seeing that he's not in the, that he's not being doing the kulos that we are doing. But the opposite, if you know, look at his acting more calm, he's walking in the mud. Walking in the mud is not easy in the middle of the winter. So Memela, you see that he's doing it, it's a davar tzar, it's a davar that's matzair him. Memela, says the Pnei Moshe, and it was like it's much harder for him to do that. So therefore, don't look at him that it's doing it. You're mistaken that he considered this is a davar shvach that a yakid shouldn't do. It's a davar tsar that a person can do it. He's allowed to do it. So Gemara says if so, if therefore that's what the answer of Yeshua told him why he was allowed to do what he did. Gemara says, Amar Rav Zeira, another explanation of why we see allowed to do this. B'chotchel yivzicha ronin. So the reason why Gamliel was upset, and the Chanami was a David Tsar, and he's allowed to do it. But this is worse, because l'yivzicha ronin, you can do this as long as you don't cause mavaza, you mavaza other people, disgrace other people. What's the disgrace of other people? Since Lamaisa, he was, the others were going, and the others were walking, and they were going in the wedding court. If you look at the Pnei Moshe, he says, I mean, that's only if he wants to do it, but over here, those who are bystanders who are standing around looking, see two Tamidei Chachamim, two Tanoim, Shua Gamliel, using the hatter of going on the side of the road, not wanting to go into the mud, and then you see probably, and you see that he went into this, that Yudim and Puppus walked in. He's allowed to, it's Betzai, he's allowed to go with Bimachman himself. But then, not if you have the chance of being mavaz others, and people are going to say, look, they're not as great as him. They're not being machmir like he is. They're not as a big a chassid as he is. And therefore, it's against them, and therefore, it should not be, It should not be, that's the criticism that he had, that it should not be done. This Gemara is the same Gemara that we have in Baba Kama, except the names of the participants in this story are different than Gamliel and Yeshua and the Yudim Puppis. There was a different names, but their story is basically the same idea, that a person should not do something at the expense of others, where others would look that he would look better. He's more chassid, more pious, more frumer, more machmir than those who are or alongside him who are not doing it the same way. Continues the Gemara. Gemara has another ma'isa. Talmud, we learned in the ma'isa, there was a ma'isa. There was a ma'isa, Yasser of Shmuel by Yitzhak. Yasser of Shmuel by Yitzhak. Yasser of Shmuel by Yitzhak. Yasser of Shmuel by Yitzhak was sitting and eating in the in one of the roofs in the attics of one of the Beis HaKnesses. So what was this? What was this? So he was eating in one of the Maiz was eating in the Knesset, one of the rooms that's in the upstairs in the shul according to Pnei Moshe, and that they were sitting and eating there. It came to be a time of davening. That there are rooms that are up in the attic of the shuls, there were guests come, says the Chavetim, the guests would come and they would eat there. So that's where they were sitting, they were eating. And then what happened? The Gemara says, also until Sulusa came the time to daven, the earliest man of Zman Tefillah, Zman Mincha, come Rav Yishmael by Rav Yitzhak Me'al Tzalya, and Rav Shmuel Yitzhak got up. He stopped eating, and he said, I'm going to go daven. I'm going to Rav Mishai Yishmael. He said, look it up, Rebbe. Didn't Rebbe teach us a Mefursha Mishnah, Mefursha Mishnah in Shabbos, the first Perek, that what? Ein Meschila in Masikin. That if a person is starting a Suda before the Zman of Chiyas Mincha, then with Kedovah, you don't have to stop. You could finish eating and then go back to Davin. There's still plenty of time to Davin. So why don't you follow the words of the Mishnah? The Yudai Nasi says in the Mishnah that you can do so. But if that's the halacha, why do you stop to Davin? Why are you stopping to Davin in the middle of Suda to do what Rebbe says you don't have to? It's on first Mishnah. So Gemara says, but Tani Chizkio, and then Gemara said, you cannot tell me that what the Chizkio is being machmir. Chizkio told us in the Brayso, Gemisha brought to me davar vaseyu nikra hedyid, a person, famous statement of Chizkio, whoever is potter from doing something and does it anyway, he's called a hedyid. He's called a hedyid. In other words, that's not the right thing to do. If you have a hedyid to do something, so you should do something. You should do it. Now, I, the Maisa, we know there's always a halacha of a person doing something with Fnumish Rasadin. Matter of fact, the Gemara says that one of the reasons given for the Korban Beis HaMikdash was because people didn't do Fnumish Rasadin. So what was the criticism? That he wanted to do Fnumish Rasadin? Yes, the Mishnah says you could stop, but he wanted to continue. He wanted to be more, he wanted to do right. He wanted to be Machmir. So what's wrong with that? Why couldn't he do that? What's wrong with that, then why couldn't he do that? Why is it called a hedyid? So what's what chizkio mean? What's that difference when you do something that's going to cause bal gaiva, cause people to look at you differently? Amalei Gemara says he answered him. He had my yeshasha. Tini with the Mishnah. Chasan pata chasan emaraitzah. If a chasan is pata from kriyishma, but if he wants to, we can go with our Mishnah. He can go ahead and say kriyishma. So you see, there's a stam Mishnah that says the why that a person can do so. You quoted the Mishnah. You quoted a Mishnah that before that says that a person Mishnah in Shabbos that if you start you can continue, but the Brice here disagrees and says a person can be Machmir and Shema. You put it, but if you want to, you can do it. So therefore, the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Aloha, so I can do what I want to do. I can stop and follow the law in Mishnah. I don't have to disagree with the Mishnah. Now the Now, the Maisa, again, the Mishnah Shita is a machlokas between Tanakam and Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. But the Maisa, there are many, many Shitas that hold. The halacha is like the Tanakama, that you're allowed to interrupt. So therefore, it's not a stop Mishnah, it's a machlokas Mishnah, but yet that's the halacha. So therefore, he says that that's why I was allowed to stop, because even though just what you told me, you're not Kanami, you're Maschilin, the Mishnah, but the halacha, you're allowed to go to write the Mishnah of Kriyashma, Mishnah Yerushalmi Brachas. So Mara says, Amalei, so he said to Rishmo Yitzhak, Lund Rabban Gamlielu. But this Mishnah is really, there's not really the opinion of Gamliel, who said that halacha, you can't say Shema. So therefore, you want to tell me that the Chacham disagree with him, but Asna Mishnah is a Yachid. Remela, we follow Das Rabbim, and therefore the Das Rabbim is to go and to follow what they're reading, and be mafsik, and don't do it initially. We follow is a loch of the Rabbim, Yach of the Rabbim. So we go, a loch of the Rabbim. So don't pick the sheet of the Yachid. So Amalei, so he said to Mashash, Yach on a Patero Gamliel. Mara says, I can go ahead and interpret the Mishnah as Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel, I'm not going to allow myself to be vatel from Nafesh from saying Shema. Mamela, therefore, really the halacha is, the Mishnah is a Rov Keneged. Rov says in Akanami that you shouldn't do things to be Bala Gaiva. However, the Alshita of the Rabbim is to say, I can act la loka, I can do it, Paskin, I can interrupt my meal, because Lamaisa, I can hold like those Shitas in the Mishnah where the Mishnah has a Rabbim. It's a Stam Mishnah, it's a Rabbim Keneged a Tana of Shimon Gamliel. And therefore, even though the Braisa in Achanami says that the Mishnah says Takam Avsikin, but the Braisa quotes Alok, which is a Stam Braisa that nobody disagrees with, saying that the Gazalok Malek of Shimon Gamliel that says that I can do like Gamliel, and Paskin Alokha that I'm not Chashinim Layura. And then we tip for the lesson of the Charedim is Kalama Yochel and also Kerav Gamil Hil Stamlan Tanek Abase the lower Chashim La Yura and plus the Griff of Rambam the Torah and the others of Paskin that way, and therefore that's the Girsa, and therefore you can go ahead and you can do like Rav Gamil. There's a Girsa for Keret that you bring in the other Girsa the Sefer Charedim the first Pshat, and others who learn that it's actually the opposite, that the Mishnah is telling you that we Paskin that the Paskin connected Rav Shimon Gamil. And he's in the Tana of the Mishnah that says that Chassan is Potter is the same Tana over here that's a Lekkah Yura. And Allah is not like the Mishnah we bring down Rav Gamliel, but a different one Shita that says the whole thing. Not with Pasin and Kenegat, the Rabbin Kenegat, the Yakut, but regular one Shita that's across the board that we're not Machzik and Chazin and Yura. And therefore, the Lekkah is just like Chassan is allowed to say Kriyashma, so too a person is allowed to go ahead and continue his Suda. He didn't have to continue to be Mafsik, but he was able to paskin like that Das Yacha to be able to do so. We'll stop over here, end the Perek, Hadron Lach Perek Lekari.